Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
Latest data from DAF.ie shows that house prices rose by an average of 3.7% during the first 3 months of 2025. With this increase, it means house prices are at their highest in 8 years, with the typical listed price of a home on the second-hand market being €346,000. Joining me now for more on this is Owen Riley, Dublin-based estate agent. Owen, what are you seeing in terms of supply and demand? Because Ronan Lyons, talking to Chris and Kira this morning, said that it was some of the most constrained supply that we had seen in decades.
Yes, I would agree with that. Unfortunately, right now, we've a complete mismatch between demand and supply throughout Ireland and particularly in Dublin. And it's very much a challenging market for buyers, and it's very much a seller's market in most parts of the country.
In respect of what kind of stock? Is it new homes, second-hand homes, apartments, semi-Ds, what?
In Dublin especially, there's been a big fall off in the supply of homes coming to market. As per the DAF data, on 1st of March, there was less than 10,000 homes for sale in the country. Thankfully, in recent weeks in Dublin, there has been a pickup. According to myhome.ie, today there's supplies up a little bit on the same period last year, up 2%, but still nothing close to meeting demand. And it's demand for all types of properties, apartments, houses throughout the country.
Now, one of the things, of course, that the DAFT analysis and Ronan Lyons raised was whether or not the supports were having a counterproductive effect in the market, in that if it is support that goes on the demand side, helping people to buy, if there isn't the supply, all that does is inflate the prices as people battle each other for the properties. Is that what you're seeing?
Well, in the second-hand market, there are no supports at all. So the supports apply to the new home sector. There's the Help to Buy scheme and the First Home scheme. And those schemes are bridging the affordability gap for first-time buyers on new homes, so who would not be in a position to buy that new home without the support. So I think I'm in favour of the support. But of course, there's nothing wrong with demand. Supply is the big problem. Last year, as we all know, we built less new homes than the previous year, and the outlook for this year and next year is not looking good.
What do you find from buyers then that you are representing and dealing with? Is there a great degree of frustration?
A lot of frustration. You can see it at open viewings where you're getting large viewing numbers on the weekend. And unfortunately, in a lot of cases now, there's multiple bidders on properties.
And are you seeing that drive up the prices?
Yes. I mean, I do think that by the time the CEO released data on actual transactions 6 months from now in Dublin, I don't think price inflation is going to be as strong as suggested in the DAF report, which is based on asking prices, not selling prices. And asking prices are a combination of vendor expectations and the opinion of the estate agent. But it does give a window into, I suppose, how bullish sellers are right now in Dublin and throughout Ireland.
And to what extent is there a divide between Dublin and the rest of Ireland? Because obviously property prices, the highest of them, are within the sort of Dublin urban area. But is that gap widening or closing?
I would say it's closing, actually. There's been periods since the pandemic where inflation outside of Dublin has been running much stronger. Obviously, the pandemic has changed the working habits of a lot of large companies in Dublin, and that gave some of those employees options to live outside Dublin, just with hybrid working. So the pandemic initially caused house prices to surge outside Dublin, and there has been periods in Dublin. I remember in 2023, no one really remembered this, Dublin house prices were down about 1% over 12 months. But since then, supply of both new homes and second homes has collapsed. When interest rates started going up a couple of years ago, a number of home owners fixed their mortgage for periods of between 2 and 5 years, and they're now locked into those. And, you know, low supply is creating low supply. We have a lot of buyers that would love to trade up or love to trade down, but they are not willing to put their own property on the market unless they have the next home lined up. And it's very difficult to sell, subject to selling your own home. In fact, it's probably impossible in Dublin at the moment.
And is that because they struggle to get the bridging finance to transition them, or simply because they don't want to have to try to find somewhere to rent in the gap?
It's very much a combination of the two. Bridging finances is very difficult to get, no matter what the banks advertise. It's very expensive and it's also very risky. And I saw during the 2006-07 period where it was popular to sell your home buy your new home in the spring and sell your existing home in the autumn and get bridging finance in between. And
so much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still striving, still reaching for something. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon, reimagined for a new generation of explorers and fully equipped for 21st century adventures. 3D surround cameras with ClearSight ground view let you see underneath the vehicle and anticipate obstacles and rough terrain. And ClearSight rear view offers an unobstructed rear view, even when you can't see through the back window. Driver aid technologies make driving and parking simpler, while intuitive driver displays are customizable to your journey. Plus, the next generation Pivi Pro infotainment system helps make more of your world. There's a family of vehicles for Defender too. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. Are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
It's game time. And if you've got a hunch about this NBA season, you could turn it into a big win on FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win.
Ooh, that guy's hotter than a microwave burrito.
Now that's a red-hot hunch.
21 plus and present in Ohio. Must be first online real money wager. $5 deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, that ended in disaster for some homeowners. So bridging finance is not really a feature of the market. But the main challenge, as you touched on there, is a lot of people, quite simply and understandably, are not willing to put their own property on the market until they have the next one lined up. And very few sellers in Dublin right now, and I'd imagine it's the same in other parts of the country, are willing to agree a sale with someone while they go and try and sell their own.
You mentioned 06 and 07, and people will remember queues forming overnight. It was like waiting for concert tickets, people buying new bills straight off the plans. Are we heading back into that kind of territory?
I don't think so, in my opinion. In 2006, we built 88,000 new homes in Ireland, more than they built in the UK. And in 2007, we built 78,000. And a lot of those new homes were bought by investors with 100% mortgages or very, very high mortgages. It was very easy to get a mortgage. We were in a credit bubble. So far this year, only 18% of our buyers are investors. 82% of our buyers are owner-occupiers, and most of them are first-time buyers. So the problem we have is supply. We need supply of all tenures of home. And compared to the same period in 2006 and 7, we're building a fraction of the homes we need. We've a larger population and credit, and you know, limitations on what buyers can borrow is just night and day to that period between, say, 2004 and 2007.
You would notice a significant difference in people's capacity to access large mortgages now.
Exactly. It was much easier back then. Like I remember in 2006 and 7 dealing with a first-time buyer at an open house on a Saturday who didn't have mortgage approval, who had mortgage approval by close of business on Monday. It just doesn't work like that now. It's much more difficult to get credit. And also one of the more frustrating things for buyers is there's a lot of buyers who are paying large rent. And in many cases, the rent would match the mortgage. They just can't get the equivalent mortgage in this market with the lending caps in place by the central bank.
We've heard, it seems now, for months, if not years, the government saying that a corner is being turned and that there is going to be a greater level of flow of construction and higher housing targets. Are you optimistic that we are going to see demand increase to match, or rather supply increase to match this demand?
From speaking with stakeholders in the market, particularly those in the construction sector, it looks like this crisis might get a little worse before it gets better, unfortunately. We thought 2 years ago that we were turning a corner. That regressed last year. I mean, apartment construction in Dublin has collapsed in the last 18 months for a number of reasons. And a lot of the blockages to new homes development, whether it's planning, finance, we're still talking about the same barriers to housing today that we were talking about eight or 9 years ago. And we just seem to be on this. It's just a nonstop loop.
And can I ask about that, the apartment construction issue? Because we've heard that it is extremely challenging to get the property development sector into the construction of apartments for numerous reasons. What are you seeing from buyers? Is there now a significant market for apartments among the group that you see? Or is there still a tendency to think, I want the little garden, I want the terraced house or the semi-D?
I think apartment construction in Dublin is probably only viable in certain parts of the city, the more prime areas. For loads of different reasons, apartment development in Dublin is very expensive compared to other cities in Europe. And it's also very risky. When it comes to building housing development, you can sell a row of three-bed semis and then sell those. An apartment complex has to be built in its entirety at the same time. And the main reason why apartment construction has collapsed is the investment funds, due to rising interest rates, but also due to a lot of regulation in the rental sector in Ireland, stopped buying apartment blocks about 2 years ago. And we're starting to see the consequences of that. So it's very risky for a developer to build 200 apartments and hope at the end of that construction period they have 200 buyers at prices that will give them a profit. So the model was you get planning, you forward sell the development to a fund that will rent them on the open market, and the demand for that the demand from that buyer collapsed 2 years ago due to rising interest rates.
Lastly then, Owen, what are you seeing in terms of the impact of hybrid working? Because we did see a significant exodus out of Dublin and out of the other cities to the wider hinterland because people thought, well, if I only have to commute maybe one day a week, it's worth it for the quality of life that I get not living within the city. We seem to be seeing more and more of a push from large employers to get people back in the office more. Is that going to impact?
Two or three years ago, certainly 3 years ago, hybrid working gave buyers much more flexibility, and it actually alleviated pressure in the Dublin market, both in the selling market and in the rental market. And I would have seen open viewing, say, a couple of years ago on a Saturday morning. You could be meeting someone in the Docklands in the morning and you'd ask them where else are they viewing today, and they might be going out to Bray. So it just gave buyers a lot more option. But yes, the trends are that employers want people coming back to the office, and we do that could increase the pressure on the Dublin market, particularly in the rental sector, in the next, say, 18 months.
Owen, thank you very much. Owen Riley, Dublin-based estate agent there. Text to say, we'd like to sell our modest house to my son and family. We want to downsize as our home is second hand. My son won't get any support to buy, but if he will though, if he goes for a much more expensive new build, which he still can't afford. Government interest is propping up developers and banks. Disgraceful.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.